Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We're on Daf Nun Ches. Today's shir is sponsored by Merrill and Sherry Daskel. And we're up to the first word of Daf Nun Ches. So we had said that there was a machlok, we started yesterday. There was a machloket in a case where the guy walked into a store and he asked the Jew if they're selling wine over there. The Jew said no, don't have, ran out. And the guy said, hey, what's that? He touched the cup, and he's like, shake it, hey, what's that, is that wine? And the Jew got all upset, and he threw the wine into the thing, and he wanted to know, so Rava said it's mutter. Rava said it's mutter, and Rav Huna said it's usser. Now, Rashi explained that Rava is going to change his mind, and end up agreeing that it's usser. Okay? But Rashi, it's very difficult. Rashi said that Rava was embarrassed, that he had to change his mind. Therefore, he says the following thing. Ikle Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman l'mechuzah. Rav Huna comes to Rav's hometown. And Amal le Rava l'Rav Yochim l'shameh, Rava says to Rav Yochim, his attendant, Taruk Taruk Gali, lock the door, Delonicha Inchi Dinitrit Al. Delonichi Delonesu Inchi Dinitrit. I don't want anyone to bother. In other words, I don't want Rav Huna coming. I also says it's not like Rava many times took things back, many times changed, many times retracted, all of a sudden he gets upset. Now, it's a difficult, either way, Rava, the point is, I can't explain that, I don't know, Rava, the point is that Rava changed his mind. He agreed it's awesome. So, but Rav Huna didn't know that. So, anyway, Olagabe, somehow Rav Huna got in. Amale, Kihaygav Namai, what's the story? Amale, Asr, say Rava says it's awesome. So, Afilu Bahana, even Bahana is awesome. Ah, the Hamar who the Amar, but you, Rav, said, "Sifseich ain osin yai nesach." If the guy touches it, it doesn't make it yai nesach. So what's going on here, Rav? What's this reversal? So Rav tries to cover himself a little bit, and he says, "Amar the Amriana, when did I say that? Labar midmei dahu chamra." He only was talking about that wine itself is actually touched. The mei dahu chamra be Amri. Was he talking about that wine? In other words, the rest of the wine is for sure usher, right? The rest of the wine is for sure usher, right? In other words, when I said that, how do you read that? Amar yeah. When did I say, my dear, that it's mutter, that's levar midmei dahu chamra, except for that wine? Did I say anything about that wine? Of course that wine's awesome. Okay. Amar Rava. Now, Rashi says this story took place before the other story. Amar Rava, ki aisei lepumpadisa. Right. Oh, Rava's changing his mind. Rava's changing. What? Right, so I'm not sure what that means, but Rava was basically trying to cover himself, so he said, I only meant, well, you know, I really agree with you. I said one thing a little bit different. I was talking about something else. Now, what made Rava change his mind? What made Rava change his mind is the following. What made Rava change his mind is a bias. So, Amar Rava, I still Pumpadisa, when I was in Pumpadisa, Akpa Nachmeni, Shmaita Umasnisa. Nachmeni, which is a reference to Abaya, he made me crazy, he was Makpa, he made me crazy, regarding a Shmaita, a story, a memra, and Umasnita, and a Mishnah, the Asiri, the Usser. That's all Usser. Right? Why is it called Nachmeni? Right? So it's Machloket. Right? What's the word Nachmeni mean? Right? Some say that was his name. Some say that was his name. His name was Nachmeni. The reason why he was called Abaya, you know why he was called Abaya. His name was Nachmeni. You know why? Without looking at the art scroll. Because he was raised by Rabba. Rabba's father's name was Nachmeni. Rabba bar Nachmeni. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That you're not allowed to call your father by his first name. That's a halacha. No one disputes that. You're not allowed to call your father by his first name. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not even allowed to call anybody by the same name as your father if it's an unusual name. The Machaber calls it a Shem Havaya, some kind of unusual name. If your father has an unusual name, and you bump into somebody else with the same unusual name, you shouldn't even call that person by an unusual name. By the same name. interesting halacha. If your father's name is Moshe and Yaakov, these names, everybody has his name. Have an unusual name. Father's unusual. Nachman is an unusual name. So Rabba didn't want to call Abaya by his name, Nachman. Why? He's not supposed to do that. The same name as his father. So he called him Abaya, which means my father. That's where Abaya comes from. Fascinating, no? You do that? What? Right. Right. Others say that Abaya is the acronym of four words from a pasuk in Hosea called Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. I mean, in you, the Yasom should have Nechama because Abaya was an orphan. Okay. Anyway, his real name was Nachmani. So Rava says Abaya came over and was pounding me with these. I had to change my mind. He was right. Right? What are they? Shmaisa. What's the memra? Dahu Ovda, there was a story, Dahavi Ben Harda, that was in Harda, but Asar Shmuel, and Shmuel answered the same type of story. Same thing he answered. B'Tveria, B'Asar, Rabbi Yochanan. Again, a similar thing happened in Tveria, and Rabbi Yochanan answered. Vamrile, and he said, you know what? Rabbi Yochanan said, maybe it's Mikra Din, maybe it's Mutter, you know what? L'Fisha Ena B'nei Torah. Right? They're not really well versed in I have to be Machmir because we're splitting hairs over here. It's such a fine distinction between this and other different guys, different kavan. It's so complicated. I have to be awesome. I have to make it up. Awesome. There's Abaya. What? Barmali. Abaya says to me, what? Tiberias ben Ardoy, Ena b'nei Torah, the Mechuz of b'nei Torah. What, Rob, will you live with such a bunch of bits of minutes of coming? Well, they're not going to make a mistake. You have to. And Masnisa, what's the Mishnah? Mishnah's like this. The Agardimim. There was a guy, this is a guy, who basically was an inspector. And he comes to that store to make sure that you're not cheating anybody. So he's going to test the wine. He's going to touch it and taste it and check it to make sure that you're on the up and up. He's a guy. And Ovi Kochav, he's a guy. Shekada Dime Nekes, right? Right? What he does is, he sticks a little hole into the barrel, right? To suck out some wine, take it. Make sure that it's grade A. Let me see if it's grade A. They would test it. Or shetar min akos. He would take a cup, v'chzira l'chavet, and then put it back. Again to test it. Zahayamaita. This happened once. Vasruhu, and they acted it. Now, there's no kavana here for Avodah Zarah. He's on the job, right? My love. Are we talking about Bahana? Aren't we talking about Bahana? But the drink for sure not? Lo, b'shtia, even to drink not. Ihachi, only to drink, right. Ihachi, listni, yimacher. Then why didn't say it could be sold? Obviously, it can't even be sold. Obviously, it can't even be sold. Kidiktani yasefa, like in the sefa, we're going to have like this. Charam, ovekachavim. Charam is a mental institution patient. A crazy person. A deranged. He's a deranged person. Charm ovikochavim. He's a deranged person. Shahoshit yado lechavit. He puts his hand into the barrel. Kasavar shal shemen he. If he thinks it's oil. Benimte shal yayin. Right? He thinks it's wine. Zeha yamaisa. That happened once. V'amru yimacher. That they said you can sell. Why? That's a very, very different case. The guy's a crazy person. Crazy homeless person comes in the store. Sells that. That's a kavano. What? No, Dan. What? Yeah, no, Dan. Crazy anyway. That's a matter. However, when the inspector... What? Well, we're going to get to that. Right. Well, a second. But we should ask him that. Because even a one-year-old cynic is awesome. So by a deranged person, they made a difference. They made it cooler. But a regular person, everything's awesome. What do you see from here? It's also even bad enough. Why? Because the inspector is not a deranged person. It's a regular person. And the halacha is, it's also even bana. Why? Because if for mutter bana, it would have said, yimacher, sell to a guy. To a Jew not, to a guy yes. I didn't say that. It said also. Therefore, it's also in everything. Tiyufta, to Rava, Tiyufta. Rava is refuted. Rava is disproven. He changed his mind. And then when Rav Huna showed up, he didn't want to make himself Rashi because he was embarrassed. Either way, he basically said, no, I agree with you all along. I said one thing, yeah, don't think that's Machlekes will fall down in detail. Right? Robert said, I really agree with you. Right? That's how we end. Okay. Yeah? Because it's not a question of fear. The halacha is that if a guy touches wine, we're very, very machmir. We're going to see. Simple reading of the machaber is makel. I don't know. I'm going to read it to you in a few minutes. What? I don't know. I mean, there's a taz over here that literally is gigantic. Mamish gigantic. So he has a whole tumul over here, the taz. But I'm going to read you the machaber, and it's going to say that if, basically if the lady in your house is moving the wine to get to the mill, it's not up. It's okay. I don't know if we practice, you know, many times the Shulchan will say something and we don't hold like that. You know? We don't practice like that. It's not like that. I don't know. Did the Moshe say something? Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to do so much research on it. I don't know. So read you what the Masara says, and you can at least see the halakha of the Shulchan Aruch. I can't imagine that the Shulchan Aruch says something and we follow it. He's doing something wrong. I can't imagine that. It's going to be Masara. 100% that's okay. I can't imagine following the words of the Shulchan Aruch, you're making a mistake. How could that be? But we'll get to it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Naharoi, right? Havi Yasvi, they were sitting around, the Kashasu Chamra, they were drinking wine. Listen to this story. Asahu Gavra, some guy walks by. Amrule, so the Rabbanim yell out to this guy, Ta, please come over here, Ashkinan. Why don't you, can you pour some wine? Didn't say no. Pour up. Labasa Durama Lakasa, after the wine's already in the cup, Iglai Milsa, they realized that the Ovid Tachavimhu, there's a guy. They thought he was a Jew. Comes over to pour, they see the cross around his neck. They didn't realize he's a Jew. So, Chad Asar Afilu Bahana, so one of them said, you can't even drink this wine. You can't even sell it to the guy. Chad Jari Afilu Bashtiya, and one said, no, you can't even drink it. So what? So what? He's not allowed to touch the wine. That's not the reason. You'll see in a minute. Amar Shuvan Levi, Manda Asar Shafir, Manda Asar Shafir Asar, Manda Shari Shafir Shari. Each one is right. Going to Asar is right, going to Manda is also right. What? Right. Manda Asar, why is the one who asked it right? Meimar Omar, he said like this. Sol Kedaite, Sirabonon, Kihane, the guy's like this. Shichwa Kashasu? What? When Rabbanim sit around and drink beer? Beer in those days was considered a peasant drink. No, they didn't drink beer. Kashasu Elevade Haichamerhu. They certainly are drinking wine. And they put, right? Therefore, Vinake. Therefore, the guy made it into Yayin Esech. Very simple. That's the easy one. How could you master it? Uman, the Shari, Shaper Shari, you know why? Because Neymar Omar, the guy says to himself, they're asking me to pour wine for them. I hear the buzz in the street. I know that they'll never drink this wine if I touch it. It must be, it's not wine. Therefore, he thought he's pouring soda for them. He's pouring beer. He's pouring milk. He's pouring water. So therefore, he had no kavan. Why? Because they're never going to ask me to pour wine in a million years. They know that I can't. They know I can't drink it. Therefore, must be that it must not be wine. Right? Manda Rashabra Dami, Meim Amr, the guy said to himself, Solka Daitak Drabana Kihani Chamer Kashazu? I think they're drinking wine? But Amr Lilo Zitashki, I should pour for them? They never let me pour for them. Ella, really, Badai, Shirkuhu de Kashazu. They must be drinking beer, and therefore, Velo Naste, the guy goes not making the wine the Ayin Esech. By the way, basically, this is a shita that's inadvertent. Inadvertent. The guy didn't know. And by the way, B'haka Chazi, didn't the guy see? Didn't he see there was wine there? The Gemara says in Belila was at night. But the fact that they didn't know is if he's a guy, it's irrelevant. But then they found that answer, it is a guy. So the subject doesn't remain. The subject goes away. So what do you have left with? A guy poured wine. So is it us or a mother? So the mother, of course it's us. Why? Inadvertent. The guy didn't realize it was wine. The guy didn't realize it was wine. Right? So it's inadvertent. Now, what if it didn't see? The Gemara says, no, it was at night. Aye. Shabbat. Okay, it could be. Right. Right. Ah, Vahaka Marachle. Didn't he smell it? Didn't he smell an oil of wine? So Gemara says, no, Bacharata, it was new wine, doesn't smell. Okay? New wine doesn't smell. What? Yeah, whatever. Huh? Vahaka Nagabe Benatla. But didn't he, in the olden days, didn't he use a ladle? Didn't he use a ladle? In other words, they took a big, it was like a big thing, took a ladle, and then poured it into their cup. How is it possible that they didn't know at some stage that it's really wine? So Gemara says, no. The Havale Maga Obe Kachavim Shelo Bekavana for Aser, and it's still going to be Aser. So Gemara says, no. Lo Tzmicha Dekav Morik Aruke. Now he poured it straight out of the bottle. Havale Kocho Shelo Bekavana. It's Kocho, the Koach of the Goy, without Kavana. Bechol Kocho Shelo Bekavana Lo Gazibe Rabbanan. Any Koach not with kavana is not awesome. Okay? So what's this concept here of Havale Maga Ochav Shalva Kavana of Asr? Right, so Tosfos says that you had kavana to touch the wine. As opposed to, when you're coming down from the tree or one of the old babies, doesn't even have to touch the wine at all. Completely, he didn't know it was wine, but he had come on to pick it up. The guy said, do that, please pour for me. But that's worse. I'm not sure what that means. It's worse when he tells, do that, can you please pour this for me? What is it? I don't know, whatever, we'll drink it, I don't know, just pour it for me. No, the first one. Maga Ovikachav Shaloba Kavana, the usher. What does that mean? Magid Havali Maga Obikochov Shaloba Kavana Ba'atar. I'm not sure what this means. Now that you ask me, I don't know what this means. The Gemara says, "V'ha'kanaga le'be benatla," right? But he touched the kli, right? Therefore, even if he didn't know it was wine, what's the difference? Havale maga obikachav mshalva kavana ba'aser, right? Takade matter to drink. No, let's read another case. The kamorik aruge poured straight out of the bottle. Havale kocho shelo b'kavana. It's koach without kavana. B'chol kocho shelo b'kavana lo gazi be'rabanan. Any koach without kavana. I don't understand this now. Anyone understand this? No, why? That's not. Why? It's inadvertent. Same thing. It's inadvertent. The jug. Jug's enough. Yeah, but I didn't go here with a Shabbos. You have to move it somehow. So there's a whole thing. Tosis, again, Tosis is very makeable when it comes to these demons. Yeah, I don't know. You just know that some hold. Every morning you make a bracha. How much tilas is I? What does tilas mean? Make it every morning. Take your hand. By a little love, that word makes sense. What does that mean? Alan Tilak desire. Think about it. Make it every single morning. What does Tilak mean? No? A simple question. Every first grader should know what this means. Some say that the word Tilak comes from the word Natla, which is a cleat.
But he's blessing Hashem, but you're taking a cleat. You're going to wash your hands. That word came to be synonymous with anything you take, and that's on the same brush as you pull over. You hear that? Good one?
Yeah. Exactly. Because you don't think about it, because you do it every day, right? So that's what the Talmud Sharm says. Because you do it all the time, you never think about it. Right? Good?
Good. Okay, excellent.
Next. I'm at a loss over here. Next. Also a difficult Gemara here. Why my name Ravasi Mir Rabbi Yochanan? Ravasi asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Yayin. If you have wine, Misacho Ove Kochavim, that a guy diluted, Mahu, what's the dip? The Gemara says, what does that word mean, Shet Misacho? I told you it means diluted, because I had the English, and I know what it means. But they didn't know what that meant. So, Amale, Ema Mazago. Why do they use a normal word, Mazo, to mean dilute wine? Right, the wine in those days is very strong, it's diluted. Why do you use such a funny word? Use the regular word. So, the Ema Mazago. So, Amale, no, Anak Kedichsiv Kavina. I use the funny word, because I use the word the Pasuk uses. Right, the Pasuk says in, where is the Pasuk? In Mishle, Tavcha, Tivcha, Moscha, Yena. Right? Amalei, so Yochanan says back, Lashon Torah la'atma, Lashon Chacham la'atma. Don't, the Torah is one Lashon, the conversational that we have is a different Lashon, don't mix up the two. What the message of that is, I don't know. Anyway, my, what's the halacha? Amalei, so he said, Aser, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Really, it's not us. Really, it's again inadvertently doing the mitzvah hayayin. No, he's diluting wine. Ella, however, mishum lech lech amrina l'nazira. We tell the nazir, don't even walk by a grape field, right? Sechar sechar lekarma. Go around the grape, the vineyard. Lo tikar. Don't even come over here. Meaning, don't even come on the same side of the street as the vineyard. Why? Because stay far away. Same idea. Stay far away from this topic, this issue. Don't even let a guy dilute wine for you. Diluting wine, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not, don't have one at all. It doesn't make a difference. Stay far, far away from you. Rabbi Yirmiya ikla lesafta, lesifta. Rabbi Yirmiya went to a place called Sifta. Chaza chamra demazgi ovekochavim. He saw a place where they were, goyim, were diluting wine. The ish si saw mine, and Jews were drinking it. Asa lehu, he answered it. Yisham leich leich amrin and nazira. Sechar sechar lakarma lo sikrat. Right? Don't even come close. Don't have anything to do with Yayin Esech, even though it's not really Yayin Esech. Because he's only diluting the wine. He's taking very strong, not drinkable wine, adding water. How is that a libation for the gods? He is touching it. So, he's touching it, the water, but even if he's touching it, there's no kavan at all. Completely inadvertent. He's busy. It's his job. What? No. We never had a guy whose job. As a matter of fact, we said by the guy who's the inspector, he does ruin it. Right? So there was a machlokas. So he's saying, even if it's mutter, stay away from it. Why? It's very, very close. It's very close. He's playing with fire over here. Yes, but the halacha is that it's always a suffix. We don't know what his intentions were, so he has to be machmer. Here, for sure, his intentions have to be anata asa the wine. How do I know that? Because he's busy diluting. He's not thinking about his religion now. He's busy. Yeah, I guess so. So why? The principle is that they would serve to the gods whatever they would drink. Exactly. So therefore, there's no iser. They wouldn't drink that anyway. They wouldn't drink it. They wouldn't serve it. Right. I guess the presumption is since he's busy working, he doesn't have to come on us. But we said that we had the similar case. Halacha is you're not allowed to watch animals mate. Right? You're not allowed to watch that. But the Gemara says, but if it's your job, you're allowed to. Why? Because if it's your job, you're not thinking about those immoral, improper thoughts. Why? Because then you're busy on your job. Same idea. What? So now maybe it wasn't his job. He just happened to be walking by. Could be. It could be. Listen, but the guy, the inspector, it's his job, right? So I'm just trying to think of an answer. It's a good question. It's my name. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Lei. I'm Rabbi Asi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yain shemaz over the chabam aser mishum gleichleif. I'm in the zira. Sechar sechar lekamra lo sikras. Don't come close. Okay. Good. Almost done. I have a few minutes to look at the machaber. Rish Lakish Iklai lived Batsra. Rish Lakish went to the town of Batsra. Rish Lakish thought that this is the town that's in the shade in the tribe of Reuven in Aver HaYarden, which has the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he thought. And what happened was, Chazi Yisrael, he saw Jews, Zeka'achli Peri, they're eating fruit, Deloma Asri, they didn't tickle Pfizer. He thought he's in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'asalahu, and he asked all this, right? He asked all the fruit until he took off Pfizer. Chaz, another thing. Maya disagdi luhu of the kochavim. He saw Goyim, non-Jews, bowing down to the waterfall. The waterfall or the some kind of water source, whatever. Peshasi Yisrael. The Jews are drinking that water. Basalahu. He asked it. Basalahu. He made the Biokharan. He comes home. He tells the Biokharan. Yeah, I went on a trip. I went to Basra. Look what I did. I mean, took there. I asked her the fruit, so I took off my stomach, and I asked her the water. So, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Ad-de-mik-torach Allah, Zilhadar. Don't even take your coat off. Go right back and change your mind. Go right back and tell me you're wrong. You know why? Because Zilhadar, go right back. Betzer, Lav Hainu Batra. You mixed up the towns. I've been to that. That town's not in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to take off Chumas and Maestro. That town's in Chutzlar. So, go, first of all, you made a mistake. Also, Mayim Shal Ravim Ein Nesar. The water, the public water source, cannot be made usher. It can't be made usher. You ask for the water, it can't be made usher. It doesn't belong to anybody. Who does it belong to? To everybody. That can't. We had that already. Only a private. Only can only ask the private things. But you can't ask the public thing. You couldn't ask it. And Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yosadak Mayim Shal Ravim Ein Nesar. Public thing cannot become us. Okay. Stop here. That's it. What? That's the end of today's dot. What? He made a mistake. Now, ready for this? Here we go. This is all in Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid of Yoredea, which is called Hilchas Yayin Nesach. Kuf Kaf Dalet is called Mi Hu Ha'osi Yayin Nesach. Who can make something Yayin Nesach? The Dine Negiyas Ha'ovei Kochavim B'chavim. And the guy touching the barrel. Right? So, Halacha Aleph. Ready for this? Tinog Ovei Kochavim. A baby. She'eno Mazkir Avodas Kochavim U'Misham Sheha. Who doesn't know anything about his God. Eino Osir Yayin B'mago. Does not touch, does not answer the wine with its touching, elabishtiya, only for drinking. Hana, not a problem. Okay? Why? Because we hold like Rav. Halacha Gimel is about a ger tosha, Halacha Beit is about a ger tosha. Halacha Gimel is the case we had yesterday where you buy an Eved with has a bismila but not a tevila. Halacha Dalet is the halacha where you buy a b'nei shivcha. Standing with the b'nei shivcha, we made a distinction because b'nei shivcha grow up in your house. It's all here. Hey is if the shivcha went to the mikvah to be a avodah zara, we have to do that. Bav is kol oved kochavim, any guy she'eino oved elilim that doesn't worship idols. And the Rambam says yishme'ilim. He says on the side over here, kigon yishme'ilim. Who don't worship idols, yeno aser b'shtia, still can't drink it. However, umutter bahana, umagon b'yayin shalanu, shavu l'yayinam, sh'aser b'shtia. If they touch our wine, it's as if they touch their wine, and it's aser to drink. Okay? Ready for Zayin? Yesh mi sh'omer, this is the Mechariko. Shekal makom sh'amru b'yayin shalanu, sh'amutter bahana, v'aser b'shtia, Bibnei, Tzad, Negia, Shinogabo, Ovid Kochavim, Kishahaya, Ovid Kochavim, Ovid Elila. When did we say that it's Asr Bahana? When did we say that it's Asr Bahana? But Asr Bishtiya. umutta bahana, that's only if the guy is a frum guy and worships idol. Aval imhaya isuro biglal over the chavim she'eno obed alilim. He doesn't worship idol. Shenaga biyayin shalanu shalo bikavana, and he touched it without kavana. Oh, shetafach al pichavis harayta mutter b'shtia. Chain called kayotza b'zeh, mutter to drink it. It's an inadvertent touching, and the guy is not an idol worshiper. He's a guy, or he's a Yishmaeli, or not affiliated, whatever you want to call it, not usher to drink. We do not, as far as I know, I'm not into wine. So doesn't come up in my house because I never had non-kosher wine in my house. Because I'm not a drinker, but apparently people that do always tell me no, that they will not let it sit. Why? Because the baby, the maid's going to push the wine to the side to get to the milk. By touching the bottle, they make it up. If it's never open, it's not a shiloh. Only time once it's open. What? So it's a preparation of machabe. So again, I don't know. I can't imagine if you hold this machabe, you're doing something wrong. What? It's a Rambam. What? What do you mean? Where'd you get it? Agamar said that black and white. One second. What? Now, one second. We're not finished. Yud Gimel talks about a Jew who tries to take away his mitzvah. So we're talking, these happy cars. I'm not talking about them. Okay. Next one says, people that were anusim, right? They were forced to become goyim. So what's the story with them? Okay. Next is, Yud is, interesting, Yud. Maga ovik hachav malas abana. Sorry, okay, we're going to skip Yud. Yud Aleph is, keitan hi negiyash asa ba ovik hachav mayayim bana shenaga biyado. Baraglo. Oh, Baraglo. Yitzakta. Okay, Yud Aleph, okay, more detail. Your days. Look at your days. Right? Tell me if your days is familiar. Ove kochavim. Shenichnas labayat ola chanos Yisrael. Luvakish yayin. The guy walks into the store, asks for wine. Uporshat yado. Keshu mechapes. He touches, he sticks out his looking for wine. Vinaga biyayin. Visichzicho. And he shakes it up. That's the key. Ot nesar bahana. But if he thinks something else, takes out the fact that the guy's deranged, we'll have to take out that part. Keeps on going till we get to Halacha Chaf Dalet. This is again the Taz. Ready? Maga Oved Kochavim B'Yayin Aydei Dover Acher Shalo B'Kavana. A guy touches wine with something else without Kavana. Keep going. Shayor, this is not Gemara from yesterday. Go, what? Keep going. Shayor B'Me'adekel U'B'Yad Olola U'Naga B'Rosh Halola B'Yayin Shalo B'Kavana. Oh. Shayor Mahalech B'Naga B'Knach B'Yad Shalo B'Kavana. Something that sure touches. You don't know it's wine. You don't know. Mutter afilu b'shtia. You're allowed to drink that. Hagav. B'hu adin. If hichnas barzel lechavas otzia shlo b'kavana, k'moshen is bar, like I already explained. Where do you already explain that? Okay. Ubizma, ready for this? Ubizman hazeh. This is the Ramah talking. The ha'umos lav over das kochavim heim. They're not idol worshippers today. Even if they go to church. Kol magon mikri shalo b'kavana. Everything they touch is called shalo b'kavana. It's the Ramah. He quotes Mordechai. Therefore, lochein im naga b'yayin al yedei dover acher. Af al pi sheyodeh shu yayin b'kivin liyegabo. Even if he knows it's wine, he intends mutter afilu b'shtia the mikri maga al yedei dover acher shalov b'kavana. V'hu adin, im naga afilu biyado, shelo kavanas maga,
didn't want to touch it.
Oh, shelo yada shehu yayin shari. It's all mutter. So Amos says one thing. V'ein lefarsim hadavar. Don't spread this around. Mipnei ame ha'oretz. Because the Amoratim are out there. Right? It can't be more clear. What? I don't know, so maybe that's the one that they pick up on. They just don't spread it around. Don't want the Amoratim to get the wrong halacha. Maybe that could be. No, then he says, Im naga afilu biyado, below kavanas maga. Don't intend to touch it. They're pushing it out of the way. Right? Cleaning up. They're cleaning up. The laundry goes over there. The bottles go over there. That's not, right? They're cleaning up the house. So everything goes into its proper place. So that goes into that closet. That goes into that closet. Right? Even with the yacht. Or he says, they don't know it's wine. That's unlikely because there's a bottle. It says wine on the bottle. Right? It says wine. Right? So that's unlikely. But the first one's very likely. The remark can't be more clear. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I'm out of drink. It doesn't cover my house. All my friends that have it all tell me they have this. They sell this thing that you put on the bottle of wine. It locks. The combination lock on the bottle. It's like a cork with a lock. It's an amazing thing. It's a cork with a lock. That takes the place. It became as if it's sealed. Now if it's sealed, it's an open bottle. Of a closed bottle, it's no shiloh. So it makes it into a closed bottle, even though it's really open. But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, how could you be wrong with following the Ramah? I mean, there are times when the Ramah says something, and people say the Mishnah Berurah will say, "No, we don't hold like that." The Ramah said it. You know, it could be one of these things. It could be one of these things that over time the practice was not to follow this Ramah. Well, that's what the Ramah say. That's exactly what the Ramah say. It's kind of shiloh today. They're not, even if you have a Hindu in your house, real Avodah Zarah, right, with all the gods, still it's not. What? Right, I hear you. Listen, like I said, I'll read you the first line of the, it's gigantic, it's huge. So he says, the first line says, Pirish, she'ein lahem kavanah l'naseh. They have no kavanah. Bahavi ketinok, the ketinok, they're like a little baby. Zeh, what? I'm reading the Taz. It's like a little baby. Zeh ein o'ozer elvish, v'lehecha d'chadol t'ivutza, shari afilu v'shtiel l'zidon, right? And he goes on and on and on, going through the whole, he cuts the whole thing, Yishma'elim, he goes through the whole long, 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 the whole discussion, everything we've been saying. So does he undo the Ramah? Does he say we should mach on the end? It's a fascinating, fascinating topic. Because we got to ask someone like the Banazel, like what happened to this Ramah? Like I said, maybe it's the fact that it said that we shouldn't spread this around because I'm a rat. All right. What? No, because maybe they'll make a mistake and they'll confuse different guy. What? So why can't you spread it around? Because I'm Ratzon. What's the problem? What are the Ratzon going to mess up? What's there to mess up? I don't know. Yeah, but Ramah says no Avodah Zarah today. So what are we afraid of? What are they going to do? What's the damage? There's no damage here. What? That's what you're afraid of. What are they going to start up again? It's unlikely. Right. Right. I hear you. I don't know. Good question. All right? Okay, fine. Very good. So we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.